Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I think that they're doing it right because we've got to let this thing play out. And I think it's going to play out that Mubarak is going to have to step down.
There's a talk radio caller who thinks President Mubarak needs to step down. Of course, the latest from Egypt and the president there is that he will step down in September at the end of his term. You think that's good enough? He says he won't seek re-election. If there's anything else going on in conversation radio, you can't tell it by the survey that we do of the talk radio programs. About 40 or 45 stations are monitored around the country every day. And, man, this is just about it. There's some discussion of health care reform a little bit because of the potential to have it repealed, or at least a health care reform bill. Some people think it's unconstitutional, and that's sort of rising to the top, but not to the level of the discussion of what's going on in Egypt. So the situation continuing in talk radio and talk television, and so we'll spend this hour again on the Countdown Show with more information. Doug Steffen here at 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. You can go to DougSteffen.com in the Countdown box. There you'll see stories, more conclusive information, but there's stuff all over the place. You know it. I know it. Let's listen to Dan York on his program talking to a former listener who lives in Cairo about his impressions of the protests and the presidency of Mubarak.
How far away are you from the square and all of the quarter million gathered?
It's about a 20-minute ride from where I live in Mahdi to downtown Cairo, Tahrir Square.
What is happening in your neighborhood?
Well, after the police riots on Friday, the police seemed to melt away and disappear. So we've had no security in all of Cairo, basically in all of Egypt, since late Friday night. The prisons emptied out. The police apparently let a lot of prisoners out, and they were basically criminals and basically looting stores and looting homes. So all the neighbors have formed these neighborhood watch groups where they actually set up barricades in the roads, and they actually look at IDs to prevent criminals and looters from taking over this city without a police presence.
Yeah, it's very interesting because I've seen a lot of that video over the last couple of nights with some of the correspondents that have actually driven from the airport into town to find that they're stopped by these, you know, ad hoc security groups. Well, it seems to me that it's better than anarchy, right?
It is. It's anarchy right now. Now, some of the police started coming back today, but most of the Egyptian people really hate the police because they're the strong arm of the Mubarak regime. They're the Gestapo, if you will, of the Mubarak regime.
What I was saying is better than anarchy in the sense that at least, I mean, clearly with the police going away, there seems to be an anarchical feel to it. But my suggestion is that at least when neighbors and community people step up to try to keep some kind of peace, that that's a good sign that people have not lost their minds here.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I actually feel safer holed up in my apartment here because the curfew started at 3 p.m., and it goes on until 8 a.m. We actually feel safer, a few expats that are around here, than actually when the police was here. So it's been very effective, and it's really brought a lot of the neighborhoods together. It's really been a good thing.
You've been in Cairo for a long time. You've been building your career and your business. Give me an American's from Riverside's view as to what you've seen developing here in terms of the sentiment of folks and how quickly, after what happened in Tunisia, that bang, all of a sudden now we've got a seize-the-moment opportunity here with the people's reaction to Mubarak. How did you feel a groundswell of this sentiment beginning around you in your daily life?
Actually, no, it really came as a surprise. The 25th, which was a week ago today, Tuesday, is when it all started. And it's really been the young people being on the Twitters and on the Facebooks. It's really been, you know, that type of groundswell coming from the youth and kind of carrying on up into the older generation. But, you know, on Friday, the government completely shut down the Internet, shut down all the cell phones. So basically the cell phones came on late Saturday, but we still have no Internet at all. And I think that's the government trying to prevent this going further. It's really sad, but you know, that's the way the Mubarak regime has been and will be.
All right, so there's a fellow living in Cairo talking to radio host Dan York. You've heard a lot of this. Depending on the program that you're listening to, there are a lot of people who have friends that live over there or work over there. The Egyptian military called for an end to these demonstrations and then demanded that the president step down immediately. Your message has arrived. Your demands have been seen and heard and known, said the spokesperson for the military on state television. You are capable of bringing normal life to Egypt. Internet service returning here and there in Egypt. The regime and the military appear to be now trying to somehow or other get together to straighten things out a little bit, because there's a lot of pressure from foreign sources as well. But the president says he has no interest in having his son there. You heard the stories about some, I think it was the Sudan president there, said he wasn't going to run again and he isn't going to have his son step in. That's what a lot of these guys do. You know, that was what Saddam Hussein was planning to do with his sons, put them in power when he got out of power. So will the Egyptians let Mubarak stay in office? 800-510-8255. And what do you think? What are you gathering from all this? The thing I'm kind of worried about is the Suez Canal and the Nile and the things that are important to the rest of that region, if not the rest of the world. So anyway, we'll get to more host input. Got a lot of that. And we have a lot of your calls already online. Join the queue at 800-510-8255 on the Talk Radio Review.
GEICO has some bad news. There is no money tree, and there is no gold at the end of the rainbow. However, GEICO could save you hundreds on your car insurance. No matter what the competition says, GEICO has been saving people so much money. Over 4 million drivers switched last year. So call GEICO for a free rate quote today. It's easier than trying to shake down a leprechaun.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give after nasal spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
The following contains a toll-free number for individuals looking to lose 30 pounds or more.
Please pay attention. If you would like to be among the first to try a weight loss supplement that's proven to help you lose weight, please call the toll-free number at the end of this ad. If you do, you will receive a risk-free trial of an exclusive weight loss aid that does not require a prescription. By enrolling in the 30-day risk-free trial, you'll be able to burn fat more quickly by boosting your metabolic heart rate, allowing you to lose weight in days instead of weeks. Be among the first to call and get your trial risk-free. 1-800-503-2610. Again, if you would like to try a proven weight loss supplement that could help you lose 30 pounds or more without a prescription, you may now call for the risk-free trial. Call Acai Fresh now. 1-800-503-2610. 1-800-503-2610. You may begin calling now. 1-800-503-2610.
Domino's 5.99 carryout pizza deal. So amazing, we can't even talk about it on the air.
Sure we can. It's our large inspired pizza with any two toppings for just $5.99.
It's a price so low, we can't even say it out loud.
I just did. It's $5.99.
We're not even allowed to think about this limited time offer.
Is this how you really talk?
Yes.
Backed by popular demand, it's Domino's $5.99 carryout pizza deal. Get a large inspired pizza with any two toppings of your choice for just $5.99. Hurry in. Offer ends February 5th. Only at Domino's.
Carryout only. The dish may be extra. You must ask for this limited time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
At Better Oats Oatmeal, we asked ourselves, how can we make the world better? Sky bikes that run on hydrogen? The world's biggest snow cone? Or we could just offer the world better oatmeal. So we got to work. We made instant oatmeal infinitely more awesome. Say hello to Better Oats brand oatmeal with 100% whole grain oats plus real fruit and flax. It's hearty, tasty, and comes in 28 varieties like dark chocolate and chai spiced. It's simply better, and we guarantee it. If you don't think so, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more information and to find a store near you.
They're organizing a revolt here in Cairo, a revolution.
Can you understand? We ourselves don't believe this.
Do you think it will work?
I think it will go so far, but we didn't think it would go that far.
Most of the people who are protesting using English and Arabic, that was Amal Sharaf, who's organizing the revolt in Cairo, 36-year-old English teacher behind the organization of the youth movement. There are a lot of young people, as usually is the case in these, but it's pretty much, it looks, from what I've seen anyway, like there's a pretty well-rounded crowd here of all ages and persuasions. Let's listen in now as radio host Big John Howell talks to Jed Babin, who's the former Deputy Undersecretary of Defense under Pappy Bush, about the military situation in Egypt.
So the fact that the Egyptian army has vowed not to use violence against the protesters, and that's going on right now as we speak with a huge rally, that is curtains for Mubarak. In other words, since the army's not going to defend him vigorously or with violence, they're just giving him a chance to get his ducks in a row, and then he leaves for what, Europe?
Well, that's not exactly clear. The Egyptian army, you have to remember, has been tied to our army and military for about 30 years. So, you know, I think we've trained them enough to at least not have another Tiananmen Square situation like you had in China. You're not going to see massacres of civilians. That does not mean that the army or the Egyptian military is going to prop up Mubarak for very long. He may stay, he may go, but the military is trying to stay out of it at this point. The real issue is whether or not some outside influence, whether it's the Iranians or this Muslim Brotherhood, which is not an outside influence, it's very much an Egyptian influence, takes Egypt into a radical Islamic state. We can't tell whether that's going to happen yet. There again, the army is going to play a tremendously important role. The Egyptian army is very independent. They have a nationalistic spirit. And they have some prestige in society. I don't know that they're going to allow an Islamist government there. We're just going to have to see, because this is going to play out over the next several weeks at least.
But the most ruthless and organized groups tend to survive and thrive in chaos. What can we do, the United States of America, either overtly or covertly, to mitigate the Muslim Brotherhood's influence over the next 6 or 8 months?
Pretty much nothing. We have managed to work ourselves into a position over the past 8 or 10 years, and certainly most in the past 2 years, that we just don't have a lot of influence in this whole region. If you look at what's going on in Tunisia, you look at what's going on in Jordan, which is the staunchest, most westernized country in that whole area, aside from Israel, of course, we really just don't have a lot of influence there. We don't have the way to help those folks that are the good folks and stop the bad guys. So at this point, we're going to have to just sit back and wait it out. I think covertly we might be able to do a little bit, but this is really in the hands of the Egyptian army. What I'd like to see us do, and we may very well be doing it, is to call up the leaders of the Egyptian military from our Pentagon, have our guys who know them call them up and just ask them the question, what do you need to make sure that you don't become the next Syria? I think they'd appreciate that. I think if we had that helping hand extended, I think that could go a very long way to keeping Egypt out of the hands of people like the Syrians and the Iranians.
All right, here is some more Egyptian talk on how the protests bring everybody together there.
We are just like a big family, and we want one thing. We all agree upon this thing, that he has to quit, he has to leave.
This is the best thing that ever happened. It just brought everyone together in a very unplanned, unscripted way.
We're just hoping for the best. We have one problem now, and we stated the problem. We're trying to overcome it. What comes next, we'll be ready for it. I think all these people will be ready for it.
Interesting how educated and how well they speak English, isn't it? Those are some of the Egyptian protesters. 21 after on the Talk Radio Roundup.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are $3 for $30. And Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
15%.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'd be perfectly happy that I'll be so quote-unquote agent for change. See my Egypt going from where we are, you know, to where we should be. I'd be perfectly happy, frankly, if anybody else would take it from there. You know, I'm not necessarily interested in running the country. It can't last for very long. The country is going down the drain, and I think unless Mubarak understands that he needs to go by the end of the week, my fear that this whole situation will go bloody. And again, I continue to appeal to him too, and people around him that he needs to go. He is the major part of the solution. Once he is out, everything else will go back to normal.
That's Dr. Muhammad al-Baradi, who is more or less the leader, it appears, in most circumstances. The people consider him to be the agitator or the leader. He said he isn't necessarily interested in running the country, but one thing he does know for sure, and does seem to be the consensus for most, that President Hosni Mubarak needs to leave office. 800-510-8255. Now we go to host Joe Pagliarulo talking with a caller about the possibility of Egypt pulling the plug on the Internet and the Internet kill switch, that whole business of if they can do it there, can they do it here in America?
Can you imagine going on the Internet, going to the Google, and either Google doesn't work, or MSN doesn't work, or Yahoo doesn't work? Can you imagine doing that? Can you imagine going on there and searching for something, and it says page not found, or the answer that you get is something completely off the beaten path, not even close to what you're looking for, and you can't find what you're looking for? It's just not available. It happens on a regular basis in China. It's happening right now in Egypt. They shut off Twitter. They shut off Facebook. They shut it all off. Okay? You know, we have more freedoms and liberties than any other place on planet Earth. But there are people within our government who actually think having the ability to shut off the Internet is the right way to go. Let me go to line two and Evan. Hi, Evan. What's going on?
Hello, Joe. Now, here's the deal. Last night, this is a very pressing concern to me. I emailed all my congressmen about this Lieberman-Collins kill switch bill. It's a very dangerous legislation because it's a dictatorial power that the president can achieve if this is passed. And everybody should contact their congressman and tell them to kill the kill switch bill that's sponsored by Lieberman and Collins.
Well, it is dangerous without a doubt because, you know, if they get this kind of control, what's next? They could tell me that I can't talk about something or I can. I mean, what happens after? They could tell you that you can't take that way to work. They could tell you that you can't listen to a certain radio station. Controlling information is how these countries like China became these countries like China.
Exactly. Now, Joe, one key point on this matter. Remember just last summer when Obama and his administration deemed the Gulf oil spill an emergency? He defied the court orders. Look, he's put a moratorium in place now for 7 years. Whatever Obama would deem an emergency, he could kill the internet switch. And I don't want Obama determining what is an emergency or not. He's incompetent.
You and I agree, my friend. You and I agree. Thank you. I appreciate you. Let me ask you this. Do you think it's possible they could do this? Do you think it's possible? Because, you know, as I bring it up and as I talk about it, I can hear the skepticism out there. I can feel it. You don't think it's possible that it can happen, right? And listen, a short time ago, I would have agreed with you. No way they could shut the internet off. Uh-uh. Not in America. Uh-uh. We've got our freedoms. We've got our liberties. But then there it is. Legislation in our Congress, where there are actually people who were elected to go and serve the people and represent the people, who are saying that they think they can better look out for you than you can when it comes to internet and information.
Serious questions, and a lot of people have good reason with all of the governmental interference since the Obama administration got started, all of the changes, all of the government intrusion maybe, and they're messing around at the FCC with the internet. Yep. I'd say there was something to talk about there anyway. What do you have to talk about? You can join us on the phone at 800-510-TALK.
A moment on the lips, a lifetime on the hips. We're a nation of dessert eaters. In fact, according to recent research, more than half of us admit to eating dessert at least once a week. Food expert and celebrity chef Adam Gertler loves a slice of cake or a plate of pastry. And in his search for desserts lighter on fat and calories, he's teamed up with Yoplait Delights.
As a chef, I delight in every part of the meal. Dessert is one of my favorites. That's why I love Yoplait Delights. Two layers, rich and creamy texture in each cup, give you that indulgent feeling you're looking for. And with new flavors like chocolate eclair and cherry cheesecake, Yoplait Delights offers even more ways to satisfy sweet tooth cravings without excess calories. And most important, without compromising taste.
Yoplait Delights offers dessert lovers a delicious treat any time of the day and does it without the typical dessert guilt. Each creamy parfait contains 100 calories and 1.5 grams of fat. For more information, visit YoplaitDelights.com. I'm Barbara Fox.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the incredible edible egg.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hello. At OffTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OffTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
What is clear, and what I indicated tonight to President Mubarak, is my belief that an orderly transition must be meaningful, it must be peaceful, and it must begin now. Furthermore, the process must include a broad spectrum of Egyptian voices and opposition parties. It should lead to elections that are free and fair, and it should result in a government that's not only grounded in democratic principles, but is also responsive to the aspirations of the Egyptian people.
There's President Obama on the suggestions for transition in Egypt, says that Mubarak has to begin a peaceful transition. Does that have any merit? Is it our fault? A lot of people say, oh, the Americans, if they hadn't given him so much money and shored him up, he never would have lasted this long. 800-510-8255, part of the discussion. Amazing how this says this and the weather and maybe health care to a lesser extent, but the weather has captured everybody's imagination. This is the thing, though, that people can really sink their teeth into. As you listen to some of these protesters over there, it's startling to most Americans how well they speak English and communicate. You've seen a lot of the photos, the sideshows, if you will, of the Mubarak. You know, it's not like there aren't supporters. There are supporters. Mubarak does have supporters. So once in a while there have been scuffles, but this has been pretty organized. This has been pretty well, I think, handled on both sides. It shows a maturity in that country that you don't see in a lot of other places in the Middle East. I saw a picture in a slideshow of Hosni Mubarak sort of looking like Adolf Hitler. They're trying to make him look like Adolf Hitler. So the chaos and the news remains the same. 800-510-8255. Your thoughts on this after we have, let's see, two more bits and pieces from radio programs we've monitored for this program. Host Pat Campbell talking to analyst Jordan Sekulow about the Muslim Brotherhood.
That seems to be the new buzz phrase, the Muslim Brotherhood. Who are they, what are they, and how do they impact this issue?
Yeah, well, the Muslim Brotherhood is a banned group in Egypt. People may have heard that Osama bin Laden, there were people like Sayed Qutb who wrote this very famous book, which kind of started this new jihad movement called Milestones. It's been studied a lot in the United States because of the offshoots that have come from the Muslim Brotherhood have been basically Al-Qaeda and Hamas, the Islamic Resistance Movement. Now, interestingly, in the past, the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt, though they are banned publicly, they are allowed to run as independent candidates. They've gotten about 20% of the votes there. And the impact here is that, though that's probably about accurate about how many Egyptian people actually support their kind of extremism, they're going to try to use this opportunity to seize power, which is why I think the United States needs to act very quickly, at least behind the scenes, working with people who can take charge who are not going to let the Muslim Brotherhood.
Who are those people that we need to be supporting right now?
I think, you know, talking to all of our contacts in Egypt that we work with, and we have offices around the world. We have an office in Israel. And so what we have said, the military is very respected in Egypt. It's respected by the Israeli government, respected by the American government and the people. And if you've noticed in the protests, the people, when it's been not the police, but the military, the people have been very good to them. So far, the military has not taken any kind of really tough action on the people. I mean, they've done their job in trying to keep the peace, but not gone violent. If the military continues to do that, and let's say the Mubarak government tries to order them to take force that they're not comfortable with, turning against their own people, which I don't think they would do, then if you could have the military come in, which is considered a stability factor in Egypt for a transitory period, and then have elections, I think that's something the United States can get behind, something Israel can get behind. That's who the Israelis are working with most of the time anyways. It's the Egyptian military. I mean, Hosni Mubarak is 82 years old. Everyone in foreign affairs here in Washington, D.C., where I am in the State Department, whatever you thought about him or this revolution, the fact was he was not going to be around forever. And I think what we're seeing, though, is a bit of how our country and maybe even Israel, we're not prepared for these major changes.
Well, that's because we're too busy doing other things and we're not watching the ball. We're not in the game, as it were. 800-510-8255. So to review, the Obama administration says that it supports a role for the Muslim Brotherhood and other groups. This is the banned Islamist organization currently in Egypt. The organization has to reject violence and recognize democratic goals if we are going to be comfortable with it taking part in government. That's what the White House says. That's what the president says. So does that make a difference? You think anybody's paying any attention to that? 800-510-8255. We move to Jim Michaels, who's in Cairo. He's a reporter for USA Today. He's interviewed by a talk radio host describing what the protests in Egypt are really like from his perspective.
It definitely is a massive protest. And I think what's been remarkable over the past couple of days is just the fact that both sides, despite the tension and the numbers of people and all the risks, you know, both the army and the people protesting have avoided, at least until now, any confrontations or any violence. There are thousands of people pouring into Tahrir Square. The chanting's going on. There's a real almost festival-like atmosphere. Some people have their face painted with the Egyptian national colors. People are actually bringing kids there in some cases. There's a lot of chanting going on. There's a couple of effigies of Mubarak hanging from street lights. But again, it's a lot of people pouring in, a lot of chanting, a lot of protest, but again, a sort of remarkable avoidance of any violence. And the military here is viewed really as an honest broker. They're viewed as a real solid institution that represents the government, the state, more than any individual regime. They've really been able to chart an independent course over time. They're continuing to do this now in a very, very delicate balance. And they did issue a statement yesterday, said they were there to protect the people, but would maintain law and order when required. They are around key installations. They are around Tahrir Square now. They've got tanks and armored personnel carrier, but they have, again, they're not wading into the protest in any way, in any provocative way, and the people have embraced them until now.
interesting, from my observation here and listening to all the stuff that you're listening to, we're all listening to it together, it appears the uniformed police are the heavy-handed ones here. Their tactics against the demonstrators have been repressive, but the Army's has not. And so it's a very interesting direction here. All right, before we take your calls, one more piece of the pie from the Young Turks talking about the situation over in Egypt and whether democracy is what the U.S. Wants to have there.
When we say, hey, we're in favor of democracy, do we actually totally and utterly don't mean it? And so we're just in favor of a dictator in Egypt if we like it, but we're in favor of democracy in Iraq if we can use that as a pretense for invasion. We have the elections in the Palestinian territories, yeah, Hamas wins, and then we go, nah, screw it.
Right, but I mean, of course not. But we, by the same token, are we full of crap, meaning me and you, or are we not? Because the fact of the matter is, yeah, we're in favor of democracy, but we didn't think getting rid of Saddam was a good idea. And he was a dictator that maintained a degree of peace and stability in that region. So I guess we're not in favor of democracy in that case. And Mubarak is, and by the way, you're like a maybe dictator. I think we can go ahead and say a guy who wins with 92% of the vote every single time he has an election and has declared a state of martial law for 29 years. I mean, I think the emergency decree of martial law, I don't think we're on the cusp of it being over. Because now, by the way, I think you need martial law. Maybe for the first time. So, I don't know. I mean, it's a cop-out to say it's complicated. Of course it's complicated. But by the same token, yeah, of course we're in favor of democracy, but democracy is complicated. It's messy, and we got to know what democracy exactly means because, of course, it's not like you're going to overthrow Mubarak and then 6 months later we're going to have an election and we're going to know who wins because it matters who wins.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't think it should matter who wins. Like, hey, if the Muslim Brotherhood wins, that really sucks for us and sad day for us. But, okay, then if we don't like that and we definitely don't want that, let's just be honest and say, okay, turns out we're not for democracy.
Well, okay, but I don't think you know me and hypocrisy. It's okay. It doesn't have to be just a sad day for us. I mean, you get to exert your influence. At some point, you don't get to go to war to exert your influence, but you get to exert your influence. And then ultimately, if there's nothing you can do to exert that influence, and if exerting your influence is standing in the way of a movement, a tidal wave that just can't be stopped, then you got to get out of the way.
So my last point on this, Ben, is that I think it does. And I'll tell you why. Because if this is not Iran where we don't have much sway. We might have some moral sway, some maybe, ideological sway, whatever it might be with the pro-democratic movement. But in Egypt, we have real sway because we give them a ton of money. And so people are hooked on that money. If we say, hey, we're not giving the money to Mubarak anymore, the people who are the final beneficiaries of that, some of whom, of course, are not Mubarak, are going to say, whoa, now it's time for change, right? So we do have real power in this case. And if you don't do it now, in the middle of 250,000 people showing up in the streets of Cairo, well, then you're just not going to do it.
800-510-8255, the Young Turks there. With their overview of the situation, we present the left and the right second, third, fourth time around this week, I think, with this discussion. We'll get to your calls, your Facebook comments, and email that's coming in to Doug@DougStephan.com in just a moment here on The Countdown.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is trying to sneak out of a really boring meeting wearing tap shoes a bad idea?
Sales growth has increased 2.9%. That's a reflection of aggressive... Ben, where are you going?
Nowhere. Headed back to my seat now.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
At Better Oats Oatmeal, we asked ourselves, how can we make the world better? Skybikes that run on hydrogen? The world's biggest snow cone? Or we could just offer the world better oatmeal. So we got to work. We made instant oatmeal infinitely more awesome. Say hello to Better Oats brand oatmeal with 100% whole grain oats plus real fruit and flax. It's hearty, tasty, and comes in 28 varieties like dark chocolate and chai spiced. It's simply better, and we guarantee it. If you don't think so, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more information and to find a store near you.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free, over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
Winter is really heating up at Rite Aid during Winter Rewards. That's right, cool temps mean hot values and prizes with your Wellness Plus card. Like a $20 plus up reward when all your purchases, now through February 26th, add up to $100 or more on thousands of specially marked products. You'll also be entered to win one of over 800 prizes totaling $100,000 every time you use your card. Winter Rewards, now through February 26th, only at Rite Aid. No purchase necessary for sweepstakes. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Our day starts very early at the USO. We support the troops at more than 130 centers in airports and other locations around the world. We have regularly scheduled deployments that come through, but things rarely run on schedule, so we have a lot of surprises. We have birthdays, we have family reunions, we even had a wedding here once. But whatever comes up, travel arrangements, emails back home, or just a place to relax for a while, we'll do our very best to see they get what they need. It's the least we can do, considering what they do for us. If you want to make a difference in the life of someone serving our country, if you really want to make a difference, the USO is how it's done. Help us help them. The USO depends on the generosity of the American people, people just like you. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO, until everyone comes home.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, taking your calls now on the current situation, the Egyptian, that's all it is, the Egyptian story. Here's Gene calling us at 800-510-8255 in Albany, New York. Gene, you're on the Countdown Live.
Good morning, Doug. How are you today?
All right, sir. What do you think about all of this activity and our attention and involvement in it?
Well, you said something earlier about a concern about the Suez Canal, and I'm kind of curious what you meant by that.
Well, I think that this area, this is a very important waterway, and as it is there, the essence of the control of it, who's in charge, it's kind of like all of the focus that we have. Remember when the Panama Canal was handed back to the Panamanians during the Jimmy Carter years, and how we all worried about what would become of it. The Chinese were going to take it over. Remember all of those stories that circled around that decision? And so these very intricate waterways, a very important route, and whoever controls Egypt controls the Suez Canal.
Well, I think that the Suez Canal is more important to Europe and the Mediterranean basin than it is to us. As that is the shortest shipping route from
But I think the world is so small now, Gene, that it affects all of this stuff affects everybody, like it or not. You know, you can say that it affects the European trade more than it does American trade, but we get stuff. It's so universal. The trade is so universal. If you stop that up, plug it up, it's going to have a repercussions. A lot of the oil that is shipped, you're talking oil to Japan and oil to Asia, goes through the Suez Canal. And if that has a problem, then they're going to want to buy oil from sources that we get it from that are closer to us than the Middle East. And that pushes the cost of gasoline up. For heaven's sake, with all of this hoopla, I'm just looking around today, driving to the studio in Los Angeles. The damn gasoline here, I saw one place where it was $3.89. I mean, how much longer is that going to last before somebody says, okay, enough? But the whole reason has been pushed up 14 cents in the last couple of weeks. The last 10 days is because of what's going on in Egypt. So go ahead.
I understand what you're saying. The thing is, if you're looking at oil, I mean, if you're talking about the super tankers, They don't go through the Suez Canal. They're too big. They can't go through
there.
Yeah, they have to go around the Cape Horn. But the thing of it is, for Europe, yes, that would affect them if they're using a shorter route for the smaller tankers and for commercial cargo shipping. Yeah. Wasn't it in the 70s when they had the Israeli war that the canal was shut down for I don't know how long? I remember that.
Yeah, I think it was after the Egyptian-Israeli clash. You're right. 51 after the hour.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
9.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
There's a bit of anti-U.S. sentiment that has surfaced in Egypt. The Egyptians, some of them anyway, seem to be angry that we have not been stronger. Why aren't they behind us? Some of the people there are asking that question, and it's not a bad question to be asking. 800-510-8255. Aziz is an Egyptian immigrant who has family back in Egypt, and he thinks we need to let the Egyptians run Egypt.
I am an Egyptian American, and I am a Muslim American. And my family, who are very moderate in Egypt, they are rich, they are college graduates, they have cars, their houses are down there in the Tahrir Street. There is no Muslim agenda here. It's an Egyptian agenda. We need freedom. I've been in the United States for 30 years enjoying freedom. I have Jewish friends. I have American friends. I love the United States. So does my family in Egypt. It's the American value of freedom that we have to propagate. We should not be afraid of having people that we don't know that will run Egypt. I can reassure you, if you have Egyptians that are in the streets running Egypt, peace will still be with Israel. They will still love the United States, and we are going to empower our government, and we are going to empower the American people in the Middle East. If we are not going to take a positive, proactive attitude toward these demonstrators, Egypt will fall from our hand forever, and we're going to have the nastier regime than what you have in Iran, in Egypt, because people will start thinking about us as hypocrites.
Well, maybe there's something to that, sir. Thank you for your call. 800-510-8255. Let's see here. Mike in New York City, what are we thinking? What are you thinking?
The situation is, look, we have $2 trillion invested in Iraq and Afghanistan. We spent 10 years with experts and all the rest, and what do we have? We have Iraq at the point of civil war. and we have Afghanistan in a state of collapse. We're at odds with so we have no credibility in talking about giving advice to the Egyptian people. We should leave it to them and let them do what they think is best.
All right. What is the best, though? I guess that's the thing. Let me see if we can get a couple more of you in here. Don in Kansas with thoughts about the president, our President Obama, and what we have learned from other circumstances like this in the Middle East.
I'm kind of interested in looking at how this administration is dealing with the Egyptian situation versus how they dealt with the Iranian situation a year and a half or so ago, summer, I guess, of 2009, when that administration was murdering the young lady and millions of others and continue to hang people. And Barack Hussein Obama, as he calls himself now that he's elected, he said that we cannot interfere in the affairs of another government. He said we could not interfere in the affairs of the Iranian government as they murdered their people, yet he trots out his chief of folks almost immediately. Now, don't misunderstand me. This man is a dictator, but so are the Ayatollahs and the people that run Iran. Why is it? And then we're favoring this guy from the UN who said there was nothing, that the Iranians had no intentions of getting nuclear technology when everybody with a brain could see plainly that they are.
All right, let's see. John thinks the Egyptian people are capable of handling their own problem. We don't need to interfere. Let's listen.
The Egyptian people have a civilization that goes back almost 10,000 years. They are quite capable of picking up the ravage and moving on with them. If you look at the situation when they got rid of the king, that was the same argument that you're making now they made then. They did not actually pick themselves up and move on. So really, that is not our fear. The Egyptian people are smart enough to actually create a government that is going to put the Egyptian people at the center of their own country. The last thing I think that the United States needs to do is to stop, to move Wisner from the center of negotiation and send Jesse Jackson over there. This is a classical position for Jesse to go over there and communicate with them. We are talking about African people.
All right, let's see. Bashir writes, while the initial start of this revolution may have been spontaneous, how can you be sure that it's not at this point being manipulated and driven further by Islamists behind the scene? I fear that we may be seeing Iran playing out again. Remember, the revolution began with students. Country went from bad under the Shah to really bad with Khomeini. Now the Iranian people are oppressed even more. Will that happen in Egypt, I guess, is the question. I don't think there's going to be any war over there over this. Just it's peaceful and solid and intelligent, and we continue to watch it and talk about it here on our Daily Talk Radio Review. Big story this week. I'm Doug Steffen. Thanks for being here in this hour of the Countdown.